The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Vracha. We're starting the brachas of Hodah of Ma'ariv. Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. Kamavan, the Hodah at the end of the day is the biggest Hodah. With Baruch Hashem, we made it through another day. But before we start the actual words of Moedim, we have another bracha, which is also part of the Hodah. So the bracha of Etzei Hashem, Lekeinu V'Amach Yisrael, Sfilo Som. Hashem should find favor. We should find favor in Hashem's eyes. We should be favorable in Hashem's eyes. And our tefillah should be favorable in Hashem's eyes. And like we mentioned in Shacharis, even though these are requests very similar to Shema Kuleinu, but here's something special about it. Shema Kuleinu is a bakosha. I need something. I need my tefillah to be makuyim. I'm lacking something, and I'm asking Hashem to give me something. He was saying something else. All those things that we till now asked for were specific things we were lacking. Now we're making a general statement that we want to be merutza. We want to be lerotzin in front of Hashem. And that is the most important thing in life, to be lerotzin l'snei Hashem. That every act we do is something that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. Every act we do is something that is mechaber us, connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know the famous words in Mesilas Yesharim, that Adam lo nivra l'is aneg al Hashem. The tachas of the Bria is to have that tremendous pleasure of being with Hashem. L'henu'iz miziv shchinosa, to enjoy. Man was created for pleasure. It's up to us to decide what the real pleasure is. If we're looking for pleasure, physical pleasure, so we run after that and we never get what we want, because no matter how much we have, we're always lacking. That's the nature of physicality. It's a mitzvah of chisoven, lacking, not lack of shleimus. The more you have, the more you want. But here's something else. Here we want l'saneg al Hashem. Like he continues, the Messiah Shalom continues to explain, it's Tveikis B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the real Tainuk. The more we are connected to the source of good, of goodness in the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, that is a Tainuk. That is a Tainuk in Olam Hazeh, and that is a Tainuk of the Neshamas in Olam Haba. And therefore we're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the most important thing for us. Things that we need and that we're lacking. But it's really, if we look at it in the right view, it's more of a hechet timsa for us to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a way for us to interact, to be mitzchaber, to be dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these chisronos, things that we're lacking, so that we should have an ongoing interaction with Him. But the most important thing to us is interaction. These are the dagas of Avodas Hashem. Person becomes a greater and greater person the more he has kavan these brachas of Ritzei. That's what I want. I want to be merutze. So I want to be merutze. I want to be favorable in the eyes of Hashem, and I look at myself and those in that vein, and that mind frame throughout the day. It'll have a profound effect on myself, because each one of us has so many different modes of behavior that rather, when we think about Hashem, is not so excited about it, not happy with it. Sometimes we try to fool ourselves. Hashem doesn't mind. He looks away. The Seder, he doesn't mind. Looks away. Everybody does it. Everybody says Lashon Hara, everybody doesn't have Kavana, everybody gets angry, everybody this, everybody that. That's all good, but it's not Merutze. It's like a person in a kingdom that most of the people are not following what the king wants. But they live in a certain level, and there's a Yechidim and individuals that go and they want to have, try to find or try to behave in a fashion that will make the king happy. And the king has people that are watching. And he's aware of those ones that are different than everybody else. And he gives them special benefits and kiva. And he makes them part of his personal circle, those ones that really are interested in doing what the king wants and the mechazik of the things that the king wants. Because they feel closeness, they appreciate the king. They realize how good he is to them, they want to be close to him. That's the same thing over here. Yeah, we have enough excuses. We're in Golus, make excuses not to have Kavanah for Tzila. We have different tensions in life. We have excuses for bad mitzvahs. Everyone finds his excuses, whether it's the present excuses or the way he was brought up. They're all good excuses, but excuses don't bring anybody anywhere. And everybody can get past all the excuses. We have tzaddikim and Klal Yisrael that came from all different types of backgrounds. Each one with his yetzer haras, they came to the clarity that what I want to be, that's the only thing that's important, to be merutze, to be lerotzen, to have a favorable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the beauty of this bracha. That's why this bracha is not about kosher. This bracha is the beginning of Hoidor. The whole idea of Hoidor is not just saying Shekoyach to Hashem. It's not paying tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoidor is recognition. I recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want that kilva. That's what life is all about. Every mitzvah is makarevos. Every aver is merachikos. All those tefillahs that we had the last of our bakoshes, the last brachos of bakoshes also, when golus, yes, Baruch Hashem, things are reasonably good in golus, sometimes worse, sometimes better. Even the best time of golus, people can be wealthy and healthy and everything else, but we don't have the kilva. And that's what we want. That's why those are the most important brachos also, the bakoshes, the brachos for kilva. Bring Klal Yisrael back together, Teretz Yisrael, to the base of Mikdash with Mashiach, Hashuas HaShchina. So these are the two things. Number one is our tefillahs. Hashem, our tefillahs should be merutze. And even though when we hit Ritzei already, halavai, if we have
Kol Halashon,
we realize that a lot of the brachos were not exactly the way they should. Even so, we ask Hashem, Hu Yoda Yisraelu, He knows where we're holding, He knows that we're not doing it amazed. We really want to be merutze. And we show Hashem that we want to be merutze, then you could take those tefillahs, even though the missing pieces and the broken, not with full kavana. And it could also be a minchas oni. Says that a korban mincha, even though it's the cheapest of the korbanos, in some ways it's the most dear in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person who's wealthy is giving korbanos, he's giving things that are extras. But the oni who doesn't have even the basic necessities, and he gives even a mincha, a meal offering, which is cheap in value, but for him it's a very big matana. And the same thing with us. Even if our tefillah was a b'china of a tefillah's oni, it wasn't the proper tefillah the way it really should be. But if it's coming and we're saying, look, we're doing what we can, we tried, we're not there yet, and we're going to continue trying, we're never going to give up, and that is very merutze, those tefillahs. And with that, we say we want a higher level, next part of the bakosha. We don't want suffice just to have our tefillahs, which are wonderful. We could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoshev is our voice of Yisrael, Yishei Yisrael. We want, since what's important to us is that closeness with Hashem, Lilirotz and Lefonov, we want to avoid that. We want Yishei Yisrael, the Korbanos, like the Medrash says, Tzedek Yolen Bo, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a Korban Shal Shachar, Tom Shal Ben Arbaim, each one was Mechapa, and the various that people did. And that half of the day, there was always a gather of kapara. We don't have that kapara nowadays. That's what Ms. Balfour, Tfilos and Babas Kabbal, the Rotzin, Shil Rotzin, Tomid, Avoid Yisrael Mecha. Once again, I'm mentioning the word the Rotzin time and time again. Tzei Hashem Elikeinu, Babas Kabbal, the Rotzin, Shil Rotzin, Tomid, Avoid Yisrael. That is the focus of this bracha. Our tefillah should be lerotzen, b'ahava. Not only ours, but all of Klal Yisrael's tefillahs. Everybody in the madriga should look down on people. This person doesn't have any kavan. Sometimes a very simple person for him. It's the biggest nisayon b'chal to come to shul to daven. And he comes, and even if his tefillah is a very simple tefillah, but that's something beautiful. Hashem looks at everybody according to his madriga. We don't just want the Shechina to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. We want to see it with our own eyes. We want it to be in our day as soon as possible. That's what we want. Like we said, the thing, most powerful thing that brings the Shuv Chutzim Berachamim is our Bakoshes, our Bakoshes. And just for us to mechazik ourselves, think, we have to live with the times. We're living in a time that the Kodesh HaMaravi, which used to attract such a tremendous amount of people. Baruch Hashem, it's not desolate. People come. The numbers are so much less, and so many people that want to come and go there can't even go there, whether they're from out of the country or even within the country. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to be mevakish. We want to see Shulchan Aruch Berachamim. All these things are done to shake us up. The fact that even that we were zeicha in recent history to have the Kotel HaMaariv back in Jewish hands. So it's such a beautiful gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really want that gift. And not only want that gift, we want more than that gift. We want the other side of the Kotel HaMaariv. We want that Mokum Tumah to disappear and be replaced with a Beis HaMikdash. B'shuvu chol etzim b'rachamim. B'din, we don't deserve anything. Abba rachamim, have rachamonos on us. We need it, the world needs it, Klai Yisrael needs it. Shepizeifa, b'mheira, the kim of this brocha, ha-marzo shchinoza l'tzion. Like we said in the past, it's Loshen hoive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always being marzo shchina l'tzion. He's always working on that process, but we have to do what we can to strengthen it and hasten it and make it happen quicker. We should be zeicher v'met. We should always be merutzeh in the eyes of Hashem. We should be zeicher to the kirva, that maximum kirva we can have in our present situation, and be mispal to be zeicher at the high level of kirva. Kirva zelikim li toiv, that's what David HaMelech said. That's what's good for me is kirva zelikim. And if you have that, you have everything. If you don't have that, you don't have it. Sometimes people complain, why don't they have Seyat HaShemaya? Whatever they want to have the Seyat HaShemaya in. And they don't realize that they don't have Seyat HaShemaya because they're not behaving the way that is merutzeh lefnei Hashem. The person's in a business and he's not as honest as he should be. His midos are not the way they should be. And he doesn't have Seyat HaShemaya. It's obvious. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, somebody's not compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not a kli kibul for Seyat HaShemaya. And keino v'cheino in everything in life, in our learning, ben al chaveira, within the household, outside of the household. We want to say after Shema, we want to Ashwas Hashchina in our own home to have nachas from all our children and good health. We have to make our house also a mokum of Ashwas Hashchina. That's only by, like we're saying, to be merutza, to think twice before we talk, to before we react. Think how much we have to be thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu of the household itself, which is a mokum of Ashwas Hashchina. Yes, Hashem, we use this bracha to mechazik this idea of the way I look at my entire day. By Maariv, I finished my day. But I'm just summing up everything. I'm saying, I had my ups and my downs, but my deepest desire is to be merutzeh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That'd be a beautiful way of coming to the end of the day and preparing yourself for next day of Kiyuros Elokim. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.